Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me today is Brad Finstead, the president of the center. Welcome to the program.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So we can travel around the state of Minnesota and look at the state of agriculture in real life. I've seen some beautiful looking crops, particularly in the southern half of the state. But there are some that that got kind of beat up by some hailstorms in our immediate neck of the woods here in the Mankato area. But overall, things looking pretty good?
Things are looking really good, yeah. We are far exceeding a five-year average of growth at this point in the growing season. The USDA annually will take a look at crops in different states, and they've rated Minnesota right now as being just a great state for growing. We have some spottiness with some hail that went through in the last few storms in the last couple months, but on average we're far ahead of where the five-year average puts us at. Corn, soybeans, wheat, barley, everything's looking really good, really good.
I was coming down from, the Brainerd Lakes area, and there's a stretch that you come through that in the last number of years when it's been so dry, the crops weren't looking so good. Boy, they were looking really good this year because we've had a lot of rain.
We've had a lot of rain. You just compare it just to last year, and last year I think in the really heart of the summer growing season, I think you saw 3 to 5 inches of rain throughout the state, depending on where you are. And with that being said, there was still some pretty good crops that were harvested. Mm-hmm. So I guess there's a lot of anticipation and excitement that, with a good growing season like we've had this summer with some good heat days, mm-hmm. but then also some, fair amount of rain, quite a bit more than last year, we're looking for some, some potential record yields.
Absolutely. What happens to, obviously when you anticipate record yields, oftentimes that has a downward pressure on prices. How are prices holding up?
Well, that's spotty. It's a sign of the times. We are definitely in a global economy. Just back to when I was young, the market would fluctuate based on rain in Illinois or Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Now it's, are they clearing more land in Brazil? Mm-hmm. How's the third crop in Brazil going? Are the Chinese receptive to our soybeans today or not? And so it's not your grandfather's farming or your grandmother's farming anymore. It's a different world. So, just because we might have a good crop right here, there's a lot of other big pressures that affect that price.
And of course, we have a lot of folks in animal husbandry. Certainly, throughout the state, there's up in northern Minnesota, there's more forestry kinds of things going on. But overall, things looking fairly positive.
Fairly positive. It's in the tough economic times that traditional business, banking, and government is facing. One of the strongholds right now has been agriculture in rural Minnesota, everything from, crops to livestock. So keep our fingers crossed that the rest of the growing season works out good and our animal herds stay healthy, and hopefully we can be a big part in rural Minnesota to the recovery of this economic crisis.
Keeps kind of the even keel. Well, thanks, Brad, for dropping by. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.